let's pause for a minute to try and untangle at least some of what's happened here. We were struck by the possibility of making an analogy, but the peculiar pace and order with which the helpful equation revealed itself as problem. The evenly swelling globe, blown from a blob. Molten glass has to be described this way. You, having seen it, know better than most. The evenly swelling globe emerged as an abstract, and from here we were inclined to track back to a different origin. Another concrete instance of such a thing. The latter making it possible to write. For the writer to fill the emptiness of his work time. The peculiarities of the concrete example, thematized so nicely by the little hardening twisting closure of the sphere, presented themselves first as irritating distractions that we were obliged to deal with all the same because of having chosen to move so swiftly, with an exuberant leap, from the abstract to the particular. When water collects, when its surface freezes, the level is recorded while the volume beneath might escape by draining away or by sublimation. Crack them with the foot, these frosted skylights in the ground's depressions. Listen to the brittle sound. Detect a note if you can. Alternatively, it was during the damp evenings of autumn that the farm laborer's work was done, and an observer walking in the fields then, on the outskirts of the city, might have found the same occasion to study the nature of fresh earth, dug and piled, earth thick with clay, each glot shaped by the face of the spade, on one side, smooth, with inconsistencies exposed, stones in isolated pockets of sandiness, on the other side of each glot, crumbling matter and weeded topsoil, the spade loads having been inverted by the arc of the worker's arm. All this might point to the creeping, imperceptible movements of organic life, and the rains dissolving erosion, turning this mark on the landscape into a rounded and grassy hummock like the one recorded in the drawing. Dissolving erosion. Face of the spade. Study the nature. Outskirts of the city. Observer walking.
Conviction.